Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Okay, look, this probably has nothing to do with the crash of the industrial age, but it sure has something to do with the rot in our culture. I refer to the practice of book publishers who bring a long-dead best-selling author partially back to life by hiring someone to keep writing in the style of the deceased so they can keep the cash registers going ka-chink. The bookstores and sites are stuffed with Robert B. Parker's new Spencer novel and Tom Clancy's latest military-industrial complex romps, despite the fact that both men have long ago gone to their reward. Of course, there's nothing new about publishers and writers trying to guarantee bestsellerdom in advance. They want all book sales to be way above normal. I had several college friends in English Lit who analyzed bestsellers. Number of pages, number of sex scenes, number of pages between sex scenes, length of car chases, etc., in order to design a bestseller template. Oddly, I have never seen any of their names on any bestseller list. Publishers are just as dumb. They want every book from now on to be just like their last big hit, or to be written by whoever wrote the last big hit. I worked for one of the biggest book publishers ever, and their marketing department did what they called mall intercepts, which consisted of approaching people who were carrying stuff to their cars in mall parking lots and begging them to describe a book they would be willing to buy. Seriously, they did that. That company no longer exists. It was bad enough that children of famous authors traded on their parents' reputation to juice sales of similar books. Jeff Shera wrote a dismal prequel to his father Michael's brilliant novel The Killer Angels about the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg. Annie Hillerman moves her father Tony's characters around their familiar desert locales, but they and the plots they follow lack the grace, his grace, and sense of mystery. Alifair Burke will never come close to the glittering prose turned out by her father, James Lee. I feel sorry for her. He's just too damn good. Plus, thank God, he's not dead yet. But for cringeworthiness, the zombie books are far worse. It's as if they published Will Shakespeare's Romeo, Juliet, and Diana. Couple of kids from the wrong side of the tracks do a three-way with a princess. Hilarity ensues. By John Doe. Or Joseph Heller's Catch-23. A young billionaire tries desperately to enlist in the army, but is rejected because of bone spurs. He overcomes his grief and goes on to become president anyway. By Harry Smith. I enjoyed Robert Parker's series about Jesse Stone, chief of police in Paradise, Maine. So I tried one of the zombie sequels. It was a zombie jamboree. A guy called Jesse Stone lumbered through a place called Paradise, but he didn't have a dog. He didn't live in a cool cottage across a footbridge, but in a condo, for crying out loud. He didn't drink, but spent an inordinate amount of the reader's time not drinking and sermonizing about it. And he didn't have endless, pointless phone conversations with his needy and annoying ex-wife. Okay, so that was a plus. As a Jesse Stone impersonator, he was about as authentic as that space alien in the movie Men in Black, who could never get the human body he was inhabiting to work right. I don't know what gets to me most about this, the gall of the publishers who engage in this macabre practice, the gullibility of the reading public, who apparently falls for it big time, or the fact that I actually bought one, okay, two, but it was research, of the damn books. Well, I did it so you don't have to. And I feel better now that we've had this little talk, and now I promise I'll get on with writing about something that matters. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.